you're just joining us, this is Parallels in Jeremiah. All rights reserved, but you can make as many copies as you want freely. Please, I encourage you to make copies. This needs to go to as many people as possible, in any form as possible, that they will listen while there is still time. While there is still time, this needs to happen, very much so. This is part 2 of part 5, Parallels in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 28:10. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off of the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. 28:11. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, all caps, Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, all caps, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou hast made for them yokes of iron. This was Jeremiah 28:10-13. Wow! Jeremiah tried to warn him the word that he had was false, but as most man-pleasing prophets in our day, he did not want to listen. Watch what happens to this prophet of God, a real man of God, severely out of the will of God. Jeremiah 28:14. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, all caps, the God of Israel, I put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also. Jeremiah 28:15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord, all caps, hath not sent thee, but thou makest his people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth this year, and thou shalt die, because thou hast wrought rebellion against the Lord, all caps. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. This was Jeremiah 28:14-17. Unlike us, God does not waffle or change his mind unless it is mercy. More mercy only follows intercession, maybe, or repentance, likely. Listen to what the Lord is saying to this backslidden nation. As he was saying to this backslidden prophet, My word, it shall stand. And the judgment of God, without total amending of ways, was so certain at this point that the Lord said that he even caused the beast of this field to serve Nebuchadnezzar. Just like that backslidden prophet, the man that speaks prosperity and blessing to the unrepentant of today will be dealt with by the Lord that does not change. Jeremiah 29:1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, after that Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the prince of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smith were departed from Jerusalem, by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hechaliah, forgive me if I butcher these names, whom Zechariah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, all caps, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Wow! After the word of confusion came the real word of the Lord and the fulfillment of it. They went into captivity, and God said to occupy there, to build houses, plant gardens, etc. While I do not know the specific word of our coming captivity, I do know that unless we repent and get rid of the filth of our doings, that God will allow this to happen, and the fulfillment of it. They went into captivity, and God said to occupy there, build houses, plant gardens, etc. While I do not know what the specific word of our coming captivity, I do know unless we repent of the filth of our doings, that God will allow this to happen. We need a real repentance and a heartfelt turning from sin to avoid some of the judgment planned against us. Wicked men who think they have it all together are being used by the Lord of all flesh to accomplish His will to judge sin. Jeremiah 29, verse 6, take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord, all caps, for it. For in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, for I have not sent them, saith the Lord, all caps. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word unto you, in causing you to return to this place. Okay, God said that He wanted them to increase there, and to seek the peace of the city where they were carried away captive, so shall they have peace. He then reconfirms that the captivity will be 70 years, as He's been saying before, and not to listen to falsehood. America, for many years, real men of God have been few, but have been sounding the warning of cutting judgment of God on America. Just like Israel, we've been drowning out the voice of truth for lies, and we need to see the word of God will stand. We've been distracted by the false prophets of our day, and even false movements and false gospels. Wake up and stop being lulled asleep with promises of peace and prosperity. Peace is not going to happen in our minds if we are wicked. God said, so lasting peace, that is. God wants to do good to America, but are we listening, or are we doing worse than Israel did? He will bring judgment to try to get souls to turn to Him, though. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, all caps. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me, and shall find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. 29:14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into this place, once I cause you to be carried away captive. God knows that He has good thoughts to us and does not want to judge sin, but would rather bless us, and He promised after the chastening that we will find Him if we seek Him with all of our heart. America, the key is to seek God now. When we get discipline, it will be much less than if we do not seek Him at all. America, our captivity may be different than Israel's, but our demise as a nation is sure if we do not turn course. Jeremiah 29:16. Know that thus saith the Lord, of the king that sit upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelt in the city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword and the famine and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Listen to the Lord. How many in America have become like the vile figs that will not listen, will not accept correction, and the Lord must allow to self-destruct by their own free will? Well, these are the ones who listen to the prophets for hire, that speak good things when the real ministers are warning us of impending judgment. They say, we have no need of this word, as we are the church. God will not allow anything to happen to us. That was the attitude of Israel here, and it cost them their life. God's body will go through hard times, but in measure, like Israel. The captivity was measured discipline and a hard lesson, but not a trifling one. America, we will have judgment rained upon the body of Christ here as measured discipline. What about the ones who are the ones who defy God, like the ones in this passage? They are destroyed. Please do not allow that to happen. Save yourselves from this untoward generation that runs to evil like water. Jeremiah 29:19. because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, all caps, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord, all caps. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Jeremiah 29:21, thus saith the Lord, all caps, of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab the son of Kolaiah, and of Zedekiah the son of Messiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of the king of the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. Like any good parent would, the Lord of Holiness reminds Israel again why this is happening, and he further warns that the ones we are trusting in America, like the government, Obama, and even our own preparation to save us from his judgment, will be destroyed before our very eyes, so we can see it is loving hand that brought this on us. Where is the God of love, many will say? Where is he? The God of love loves you so much he does not want you in eternal destruction with the devil and his army. So he sends judgment, much like a loving parent would discipline a child that runs into the road because of their love for the child and not wanting to see him or her ran over